Welcome to Michiana Stories, a series featuring conversations with the people of Michiana. Today, we hear from noted Elkhart historian Paul Thomas, longtime shoe salesman and owner and operator of the Time Was Museum. But before that,
I was a cheerleader in junior high, and I was a cheerleader in high school, and I was a cheerleader at IU, and I'm still cheering for Elkhart. So what you hear is what I think of Elkhart and how great the town it is. Elkhart was formed in 1832 by Havla Beardsley, who became one of our good citizens and very entrepreneur, made many mills. And then from Mr. Beardsley, the Bucklands came, and they were very important in Elkhart, along with the field houses. Then the C.G. Kahn and the Greenleafs. These were all people that formed Elkhart and made Elkhart what it is today. Elkhart had a lot of intramural people. I mean, we came from a river town to a railroad town, and then from a railroad town to, of course, cars. 14 cars were made in Elkhart at one time. And then from there, we came to the railroad. And so things are very, very big in Elkhart. And right now, we're known as one of the mobile home factories in the world. And so Elkhart has always been good. And as I've always said, that when things go in the tank, Elkhart's the first to go. And we're the first one to come out. So, and this was very, very true back in the 90s. And of course, I've always been interested in Elkhart because I was born in Elkhart, went to high school in Elkhart, started a business, a shoe store in Elkhart that blow my own horn here a little bit. Became famous because we had the foresight to put in a 4-foot door for children. And it was a store known as a store with a little door. 40-some years after I got out of business, turned it over to my son, people still come up and talk about the little door. I retired in 1988 and decided to sell out my shoe store to my son, Brian. And so I went home and told my wife, well, we got married, we eloped in 1945 at Indiana University. And I had always been in a shoe business from the time we got married. And, of course, it takes a little bit of time. So I went home and told my wife that I was going to sell out to Brian. And she said, good, what are you going to do? And I said, honey, I don't have the slightest idea. And she said, well, you've never been home on Saturday and you've never been home for lunch, so you're not going to start now. So I had to have some place to go. So we did come upstairs above the building, and we opened up the Time Was Museum. One of the most interesting things that question has been asked about Elkhart, and I think it's the change and how people really put their effort into Elkhart. So many people pitch in when things are a thing. For instance, at Lerner Theater, quite a bit of money was put into that privately. The South Bend Elkhart, Indiana University building complex downtown was all done by private monies. And there's so many things like that that are done in Elkhart that make it really proud. C.G. Kahn was one of our forerunners here in Elkhart, and he was quite a gentleman. He was a mayor and congressman, and of course quite a businessman. Mr. Kahn was in a parade playing a cornet, and a man on a horse ran into him and split his lip, and he went back to his rubber stamp business. And made the first metal mouthpiece for all brass instruments. And from there started the C.G. Kahn plant and became the world's largest musical instrument factory in the world. We also had at one time the largest buggy factory in Elkhart. And that's an interesting story, too. There was a German immigrant that worked in Sidway Manufacturing Company, buggy factory. And he never would go out for lunch. And Mr. Sidway stopped one day and asked him why he didn't go out for lunch. And he said, well, his daughter lived a mile outside of the trolley lines. And from the trolley lines, she would come in, but could not put her buggy on the trolley. So she left it with the neighbors and came into town to shop. So her father was making the first collapsible buggy. So he invented the first collapsible buggy, and Sidway was a buggy company was was the instigator of that. So that's another first in Elkhart.
That was noted Elkhart historian Paul Thomas. If you have a Michiana story to share, call 574-235-4199 or email michianastories@gmail.com. This Michiana story is a production of 88.1 WVPE.